Can you keep your balance in a world that often feels off-kilter? You certainly can, using techniques you learn in the book Deeper Mindfulness, The New Way to Rediscover Calm in a Chaotic World by Mark Williams and Danny Penman. Mark is Emeritus Professor of Clinical Psychology at the University of Oxford and a developer of mindfulness-based cognitive therapy. Danny is a journalist, mindfulness teacher, and along with Mark, co-author of the previous bestseller, Mindfulness, A Practical Guide to Finding Peace in a Frantic World. Here they are with five key insights from their new book.
Hello, I'm Mark Williams, Professor Emeritus of Clinical Psychology at the University of Oxford in the UK, where for many years we've been researching why some people get depressed again and again and how mindfulness can prevent this from happening. I co-developed mindfulness-based cognitive therapy, which has been proven in many trials throughout the world to be at least as good as therapy or medicine for the treatment of anxiety, stress, and depression.
And I'm Dr. Danny Penman, a meditation teacher and the author of several books on mindfulness meditation, including the 2 million-selling Mindfulness, Finding Peace in a Frantic World, co-written with Mark. Over the last few years, I've been working with Mark exploring a whole new model of the origins of mental distress and how you can fix it. Today, we're going to share with you five of the key insights from our new book, Deeper Mindfulness, The New Way to Rediscover Calm in a Chaotic World. But first, a little story. Every morning, a man walked his four dogs in the park. Three of them always darted about, barking happily, tails waggling with delight. The fourth seemed happy enough, but would only ever run around in tight little circles, albeit covering quite a distance, staying close to the man as he walked. Day after day, the park keeper watched the dog's strange behaviour. After a while, the keeper plucked up the courage to ask the man why his dog was behaving so oddly. "Ah," the man replied, "she's a rescue dog. She was locked up for most of her life. That was the size of her cage." How often have you behaved like that dog? Free, but constantly running about in little mental circles. Free to be happy, yet caged by the same dark, repetitive thoughts. Free to be at peace with yourself and the world, while remaining trapped and entangled by anxiety, stress, unhappiness, and exhaustion. Free as a dog in a cage. So much of life is needlessly marred by little tragedies such as these. Deep down, we all know that we are capable of living happy and fulfilling lives, and yet something always stops us from doing so. Just as life seems to be within our grasp, it slips through our fingers. Although such periods of distress seem to appear from nowhere, they actually arise from deeply buried psychological forces. Neuroscientists have begun to understand how these processes guide our thoughts, feelings, and emotions. But more importantly, they've discovered why they occasionally go wrong and leave our lives as shadows of their true potential. These new discoveries also show why mindfulness is so effective at relieving distress. But crucially, they also open the door to subtly different methods that can be even more effective. Our new book, Deeper Mindfulness, teaches these new methods as part of an 8-week guided meditation program. The downloadable and streamable meditations require only 10 to 20 minutes a day. Here's those five core insights from the program.
Insight 1. Just like that unfortunate dog in the story, we're stuck inside a personal simulation of the real world. What we regard as the present moment is actually a stunningly realistic illusion created by the mind. An illusion so compelling that we mistake it for reality. It's called a simulation, and the process it relies upon is known as predictive processing. Predictive processing works by constantly guessing what information the senses are about to send to the brain. We do not truly see the world. We see what our minds think the world is about to look like. Nor do we truly hear. but instead experience the sounds that the mind believes are about to hit our ears. And the same is true for our other senses too. The mind predicts what we're about to taste, feel, and smell. And in practice, it is this prediction or simulation that we experience rather than the real world. As you can imagine, this is a fantastically complex process, but a simple analogy helps. If you're talking about politics in the United Kingdom and someone mentions the Houses of you can guess what's coming next, the word Parliament. Because you have predicted the word, you don't need to listen to the word itself. You can instead use that moment to capture the meaning of the whole sentence. Such predictions make perception and responses far more fluent because the world is normally predictable. As explained earlier, we don't create a prediction for one single sense, but for all of them, simultaneously. We construct a global model that incorporates sights, sounds, smells, tastes, and sensations. This model is constantly updated, moment by moment, and incorporates any deviations from the real external reality. We move through the world, creating and updating, predicting and checking.
Insight 2. Mental distress can often arise from an inaccurate simulation of the world and the models it relies upon. The data from our senses is used predominantly to check the accuracy of the brain's predictions. So if you're not paying attention, then these predictions can drift slowly away from reality. Much of our distress and even mental ill health can be seen as a simulation that is becoming increasingly less accurate. We must be clear, though, this idea of a simulation doesn't mean that if you feel anxious, stressed, depressed, or in pain, that you are in any way making up these feelings. You are truly feeling those things. What it means is that the origin of them and the mechanisms underpinning them are just different to what you may have believed. And this insight offers a profoundly powerful and new way to relieve distress.
Insight 3. An ancient practice can help your simulation regain its accuracy by recalibrating and retuning the mental models it relies on. In the moment that the unconscious mind crystallizes into consciousness, there is a very brief pause. A moment where the mind senses or feels in a very simple way whether something is pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. It's not a judgment or anything like that. It's an acknowledgement of how something feels. In Sanskrit and Pali, spoken in the lands of ancient India and Nepal, this feeling was known as Vedana, V-E-D-A-N-A, Vedana, often translated as feeling tone. These moments are fleeting, but they are often the most important ones in your life. This is because Vedana is the tipping point in your mind that sets the tone for the sequence of thoughts, feelings, and emotions that follow. If it is pleasant, you will tend to feel positive, dynamic, and in control of your life. If it is unpleasant, you will likely feel slightly gloomy, deflated, and powerless. If it is neutral, then you may tend to feel bored and restless. Feeling tones only ever come in these three flavors: pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. They are a readout in the mind and body on the dimension of pleasant to unpleasant. It's like a gut feeling. It's not a matter of thinking hard about it or searching for it. It's more like the taste of something. You just know it when you taste it. Like tasting milk that's gone sour, you know it's unpleasant without having to think about it. Trouble is, we humans have a special difficulty when it comes to Vedana. Our mental life is so complex that we can become lost inside of it. Our thoughts, memories, and plans also carry feeling tones, and these trigger ever more thoughts and emotions, which also carry feeling tones. So such balance points in the mind, the Vedana, can easily tip you into a vicious downward spiral that can ruin your whole day and sometimes far, far longer. Learning to sense the feeling tone, bringing it into the light, teaches you to recognize your underlying state of mind and helps you make allowances for your sensitivities and entirely natural biases and reactions. It gives you the space to respond rather than react. It helps you to compassionately accept that although you might be anxious, stressed, angry, or depressed in this moment, this is not the totality of your life with only one depressing future ahead of you. You can change course. Alternative futures are available to you. And tapping into an alternative future is as simple as sensing the underlying flow of feeling tones. This idea is common to many ancient traditions, and now neuroscience agrees.
Insight 4. Mental health problems have their origins in the deepest reaches of our evolution and include such creatures as bacteria, amoebae, and other single-celled organisms. Feeling tones rely on sensitivities built into every cell of our bodies from the earliest days of our evolution. Even single-celled creatures are sensitive to both nutrients and toxins. It allows them to distinguish between one and the other. And this is the essence of Vedana. It helps all living beings distinguish between the things that they should move towards, pleasant, and those that they should move away from, unpleasant, and encourages them to sit tight if everything is fine or neutral. Without such a sensitivity, they would be like a boat without a rudder, with nothing to steer them away from danger and towards a friendly port. In countless ways, Vedana marks the difference between life and mere machinery. But we humans have a unique and special difficulty when it comes to Vedana. Our mental life is so complex that we can become lost inside of it. Our thoughts, memories, and plans, which also carry feeling tones, can compel us to flee from our own minds. And while we can flee, we can never escape. This is the origin of much mental distress, the sense of being trapped within ourselves, destined to forever relive our own distress. Just like that dog in the story.
Insight 5. Meditating on such feeling tones can relieve anxiety, stress, and depression, and many other conditions besides. Although Vedana can make our lives very difficult, it can also be our salvation. It means that much mental distress can be gently relieved by learning to pay attention to our feeling tones in a very special way. Cognitive therapy and mindfulness-based therapies such as MBCT teach people how to decenter or to learn how to see their thoughts, feelings, and emotions as if from the outside looking in. So negativity feels less personal. You come to see distressing states of mind as mental events or as a stream of mental events. You can then learn to watch this sequence of mental events as if it were a stream flowing past you, with you watching with curiosity from the bank. In this way, such therapies enhance perspective and dissolve and dilute negative thoughts, feelings, and emotions, but they can only do this after they have first appeared in the mind and, crucially, begun to trigger other thoughts, feelings, and emotions. But what if you could deal with them before these distressing states actually appeared? What if you could go upstream to the moment just before they crystallized in your mind and gained momentum, before the little stream of thoughts had turned into a raging torrent? If you could do this, then it would be far easier to decenter from your negative states of mind, and your mental tangles would begin to unfurl all by themselves. It is possible to learn to pay attention to the moment-to-moment rise and fall of your feeling tones. It is possible to sense the moment just before your negative thoughts, feelings, and emotions appear in the mind and gain unstoppable momentum, before your life is upended and you slide into a vicious downward spiral. Feeling tone meditations teach this skill. They are a way of retuning the mind, of recalibrating your simulation and the mental models it relies upon, of reconnecting with life at its most basic and profound level. despite its ups and downs, the mind has the potential to be reset to bring it ever closer to its natural state of quiet contentment. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoy the book.
Thank you, Mark and Danny. That was 5 big ideas from Deeper Mindfulness, The New Way to Rediscover Calm in a Chaotic World by Mark Williams and Danny Penman. You might also like our book bite for Real Life, The Journey from Isolation to Openness and Freedom by Sharon Salzberg. I'm Michael Kovnat. Have a great day.